Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, again, trouble with my opening music. There is no opening music. What is up with that? Okay, welcome to Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Having problems with the start music. And so we'll just start the show. It's another sunny Friday in New York. But nothing says sunny New York like Tom Caruso.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogies, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Like, I've been dating a girl recently, and she's Israeli, and I'm Jewish, so that's kind of like a big deal.
It is,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And her name is Mahor. And, exactly. Yeah. And I love introducing her to people. Remember when I introduced her to
you?
I said, this is my brother, and this is Mahor.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I love talking baby talk to her, too. I say, who's Mahor? You're Mahor.
Yeah, exactly.
Charming girl, really very nice girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, a lot of people think that just because we're twins, we must be exactly the same.
Yeah.
But that's not true
at all.
We have plenty of differences,
exactly.
Don't we?
And we play a game called Notice the Differences.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I guess we're
going to
play.
Oh, you start.
Okay.
You start.
Okay,
right here. Notice the Differences. My favorite color is red. My favorite color is blue. My favorite flavor is vanilla. My favorite flavor is chocolate. I like dogs. I do drugs. I've dated a model. I've done a homeless girl. I always give money to the homeless man who sleeps outside on my corner. Thank you.
I hope
I hope that was helpful. We love being twins, and we love being twins. We do. We're very good. The same exact annoying question with all the very obvious answers. Like, can you read each other's minds? No. Mm. Or like, do you guys get along? Yes. Are you fighting all the time? No. Have you ever considered having sex with each other? Of course.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Speaking of obvious answers, you mean well, and that's okay. I mean, you know, we understand.
Exactly.
Anyway, we wanted to mention the ex-governor of New Jersey, Governor McGreevy.
Remember Governor McGreevy
came out?
He was gay. Remember when we... Well, anyway, I do, actually.
We were both in a train.
The first time we heard about it, there were these two bigots
sitting behind us, and they were saying, oh my God, I can't believe he's gay. I hate gays.
Yeah.
I remember being so happy that they were so mad, you know? But if we were McGreevy, we could have made these bigots even more angry.
What would we do? Our idea was
we'd go down south, say to like a really conservative state, you know, like Alabama or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'd go down there and we'd be elected twin governors.
Yeah.
Right?
Twin governors.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then after a couple of years, we'd hold this big press conference and we'd say, you know, we've been your twin governors for the past few years and we're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're Jewish.
Yeah.
And we're black.
Yeah,
and we're Muslim too.
Exactly.
Guys, thank you very much. That's it.
Thank you.
Give it up for Stone and Stone.
I love those brothers and my fellow friars, Stone and Stone. One of them just became a daddy. Look at all the people in the chat room right now. We've got Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Gail Parento, yes. Gail, I see, she sent me a note in the chat room, that Jim Gaffigan filmed at Hooters. That I love Hooters. Love those wings. Love those wings. I even have a VIP card. How special am I? It's amazing. George Bentcher is in the chat room. George Bentcher from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Gregory Fisher's in the chat room as well, but I don't know who he is. Or maybe I do. Hello, Gregory. And Lisa Harmon. Hey, a shout out to Lisa Harmon's in the chat room. One funny comedian. And don't mess with her when she's running a mic. Because someone tried to take her mic stand. And she just marched right in there, got it back, and plonked it down. It was a hilarious night of comedy. Check out Lisa's Clubhouse on Facebook. If you're looking to catch some up-and-coming comedians, Lisa is a professional and hosts a great open mic. So you'll have to check that out. Okay, I'm going to dedicate this next Stan Freeberg number to all the people in my chat room. Here you go, kids. Love. That's the sound of an old record being played. A needle dropping onto a cylinder.
Day-o! Day-o! Daylight come and he won't go home.
Wow, man, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout goes with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well,
man.
I don't see why. No.
Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Day!
It's too loud, man.
Day!
That's better.
He's a day, oh. Daylight come and me one go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum?
Daylight come and me one go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Lift 6 foot,
hold
seven
it, man.
Foot, eight
hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
Too loud, man, too loud.
6 foot, seven
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it, hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man.
Yeah.
Too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to the shout.
No, man. It's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole
piercing
record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't
shout.
No,
I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay? How's it? Day-o.
too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Daylight come and me won't go home.
It's just like I set up just like a regular radio. This is my switch for.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Have you the Feldman shove bright banana?
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. She goes,
hide it at me, a black tarantula.
Daylight come and they won't go.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Wow.
Hi there. I like Clark Kent sitting behind you. Thank you. A little Clark Kent action going on there. Table up there. Oh, yeah, how you doing? I can see everybody. You know, it's so misleading. You can't see this, but turn around just for a second and look at that wall. This place looks so more crowded than it is. From up in there. I'm like, God, I can't get that wall to laugh for nothing. They're just looking at me blankly. Like they're painted on or something. Oh, yeah, over here. Yeah, look at. Oh, is that a date I see happening back there? Yes. What date is this? You're married 33 years? And he still has his arm around you? Let's hear it! Oh my God! I spend most of my life going, get off me! Get off me! You're too close! You're breathing on me! You're using my air! That's my air! That's my air! And let's hear it! I want it. The ladies running the bar and doing everything there. Showing everything together? Oh, look at you, little popcorn lady here. Popcorn lady. Now, I can't tell. Are you related or friends? A little combination of both. Oh, God. She's like the mafia down there. A little combination. Funny you should ask. Be careful on your way out tonight. I like this. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something, this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. What the heck? The name of the place is here. You turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it, you got the sharp turn, though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Anyone there? Tuck and roll! We'll be passing by later at 12. Run fast! Jump on the hood! Gosh, my way here, I drove in from New York City, and you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, I, you know what, I've seen you drive. So I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn it wherever I want. And I think I'm going this thing, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous. you. Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 50, 3, boom! Smoke is in the air, everywhere look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, if she says we're together. Don't even go there, we're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer, you know. So I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the big show. You've got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just... Okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. Kind of dead. It's fun though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the long dog. With a short walk. Lost dog. Okay, lost dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It's sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please stop. Stop helping me. They were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it, too. It's a very Aryan crowd. I just noticed that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from? You're from New York City? You're Jewish? Hey! We're all Mishpacha! My name is Lombardo, and woo! This has been Ladies of Hollywood!
That was me live in Ladies of Laughter, somewhere up north in New York. Okay. Oh, look at our chat room. Betty Jo Tucker, Gail Parento, George Bettinger, Gregory Fisher, Lisa Harmon. Oh, go to Lisa Harmon's Clubhouse on Facebook, and you can follow Lisa and all of her performances. Gregory Fisher, I don't know if you're a performer, but that's a funny story about Pink Eye in the chat room. George Bettinger, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. Also, his CD is available on CD Baby. Oh, Gail Parento, she's doing so many things, but Hooters is one of my favorites. Can't wait for the next calendar signing and those chicken wings. Love those chicken wings and Hooters. A lot of fun there, a lot of fun. Let's see, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., except I don't think she has a show this Tuesday, but you can listen to all of our past interviews with famous, famous celebrities. You're going to love it. All right, what have we got here for? I think it's time for little Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl? Where the handsome coffee will serve. Today,
the best looking brew.
Got some hot and ever Java, just for you. The most attractive coffee
you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
Hello, handsome. Hey, look, gal. It's the fellas from Handsome Coffee.
Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one.
We start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wow-wee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh!
Careful, it's science.
Science is tricky.
Step two, murky, murky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
What a wrangle made, too.
Step three. Drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly. It's the second coming of coffee. Wow, this coffee's so handsome.
handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good lookingness.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. Call me, Chief.
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah. So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
All right, that was Dan Freeberg. Ah, let's open the mic. We got a caller here. I think it's Lisa Harmon.
Hi, Nancy.
Your mic is open.
Thanks.
Hi,
Nancy. Lisa. How are you?
Lisa's Clubhouse. Go to Facebook. Join Lisa's Clubhouse, and you can follow her.
Yeah, that's right. Lisa's Clubhouse. It's every Wednesday at the Phoenix Bar on the Lower East Side at 6 o'clock. And I want to thank you so much for
13th
coming.
13th Street.
13th
Off
Avenue
Way.
That's right. Thanks for coming. And I hope we get more ladies. We need more ladies down there. So I thank you for letting me plug it on your show.
Oh, definitely. Listen,
I'm really
enjoying
these clips too.
What's the best thing for them to do, Lisa? Should they go to Lisa's clubhouse and
they can
join
go to my website? Or? They can go to my website. It'll lead them to it, or they can find me on Facebook. But my website is lisaharmon.net, LisaHarmon.net. And everything will, from there they can find it, or they can go straight to my Facebook, which is facebook.com/LisaPalooza, which is a name that my husband came up with, Lisa Palooza.
Yeah, definitely. And she's looking, she has an open mic there, and it's a good
right.
mic. A lot of professionals show up, and you get good
That's
experience
right, yeah.
and good feedback.
And a lot
and
of
you
time,
can, have
8 minutes for the ladies.
And 8 minutes. We get 1 minute
eight
more than
minutes.
The men as well. We did
that's right.
8 whole minutes, which we deserve.
Right, that's our small
eight
little
minutes.
Way of getting back at, you know, of, doing something about women lib, right? We got to give the ladies
yeah,
an extra
well,
minute.
Yeah, we deserve
we
more time.
Stick together.
Funny.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Oh, well, we work
Lisa
harder,
Harmon.
That's for sure.
Yeah, check
yeah,
out
Lisa
Harmon's Clubhouse, and you can see the .net, and you can see all the things. Easy to find on Facebook. Just Google Lisa Harmon, and you'll see her. She's a
That's
very
right.
funny lady, and don't mess with her. Don't take away her mic.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I was so cool that time because that was the second time it happened. The first time I wasn't so cool about it. The second time I handled it just right. I had a practice, you know. I had one practice session, so that's why it turned out well
oh,
the second
so-
time. But
yeah,
thank
he
you
was
so
a big
much,
guy,
Nancy.
Too.
He was, yeah.
You're
but I've
welcome.
Learned something. You know, there are some guys you can go and some guys you can't. Some guys you can't mess with, but that guy, he looked like maybe he would, I, you know, he. Well, I had
I think
a,
you
could
have taken
my mic there. Yeah, I probably could have. I was probably a lot quicker than him, you know. All
yeah.
right, Nancy. Well, thanks again. Thanks,
thanks
so much.
Lisa
and I'll
Harmon
see you soon.
For joining
All
in.
Right.
Check out Lisa Harmon's comedy. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
That was very fun. Bye. She was terrific. They took her mic stand. She went back and got it and plopped it back down. I was so proud of her. It was a very woman's moment. And listen, you can go to Lisa's Clubhouse and find out when the open mics are. And if you're thinking of doing an open mic, this is a place to go. Well, we're winding down. I want to thank Betty Jo Tucker, Gail Parento, Gregory Fisher, my new listener, and Lisa Harmon for tuning in. So what more appropriate to go out with than something I wrote? Also, don't forget, my TV show is tonight, 7 p.m., if you live around the country, it's www.mnn.org, Lifestyle Channels, or three channels in Manhattan. Just Google Nancy Lombardo, The Nancy Lombardo Show. Here we go.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling's wrong, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko! Loser! You so friendly! Friendly like the guys in office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dolphin. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.